الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله, it's a great honor for us that Qari Fazl Khaliq Sahib of Birmingham, who is a renowned reciter of the Quran and recites primarily in the Tartil style, the slow rhythmic style of Qari Abdul Basit and others, he will inshallah be reciting the Quran after the dua. All brothers are requested to participate. Hamari khush naseebi hai Qari Fazl Khaliq Sahib Birmingham se tashreef laaye hain aur mashhoor Qari Quran hain. Inshallah dua ke baad wo tilawat farmayenge. Tamam hazrat se guzarish hai ki tashreef rakhein, inshallah bahut fayda hoga. MashaAllah, Qari Sahib also has a place in Birmingham, so he would like to make an announcement regarding some of the work they're doing and an appeal, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am from Birmingham. I came on behalf of Masjid Baytul Rahman in Birmingham, Edgbaston. Now, what happened, the place was before, there was a church, and alhamdulillah, we've changed into mosque. And from 2016 till now, alhamdulillah, 290-something people became Muslim, alhamdulillah, in the mosque, alhamdulillah. So through our Dawah project, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah ala zalik. But what happened last year, after Ramadan, like after 2 days or 3 days after Ramadan, the roof of the mosque collapsed with the izan of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was a kind of a trial for us. We just managed to buy the place. It was more than 690,000 pounds. On top of it, we have done some work as well. But with the izan of Allah, with the hukm of Allah, the roof collapsed. And we are still paying some money towards the qardi hasana that we took from people. So we are hardly managing to run the mosque. So all the brothers are requested, inshaAllah, al-Aziz, through your lillah, inshaAllah. Please try to help us, inshaAllah, pass on the message to others, inshaAllah, if you can. Because we want to do some work there, like we want to rebuild the mosque. And to rebuild the mosque, we need a civil engineer, we are in need of an architect, and we are in need of planning permission from the city council. So at the moment, the quotation that we have is 41,000 pounds that we have to pay to the civil engineer as well as the architect, and 26,700 pounds that we need to pay towards the planning permission. Alhamdulillah, we managed the money that we're going to pay to the city council, which is 26,700 pounds. But the rest of the money is still there. If you want to pay zakat, I think some of you brothers may be from Vaisan, you know, very back in Pakistan, in Chach Vaisan. So there was a great muhaddis, Maulana Fazal Wahid Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So that's his madrasa, alhamdulillah, from 1973. Inshallah, in 2023, we will be celebrating the half century of the madrasa. Up till now, madrasa, produced more than 19,000 huffaz. More than 19,000 huffaz. The students who learned the tafsir from the madrasa, there are more than 12,000. And the ulama, they graduated from the madrasa, are more than 1,900. And the muftiyan are around 45. So all the brothers are requested, inshallah, al-Aziz, to, you know, help us through zakat, through lillah, inshallah, al-Aziz. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allahu khair al-jazai fi dunya wal akhirah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-Nabi. يا قاضي الحاجة يا أكرم الكرماء يا رحمة الرحمن يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا رحيم يا سكين الله وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
ما شاء الله. قريب قريب تشي بلاي كم فلوس بدرس ولا شاء الله.
ما شاء الله. وہ وہاں برمنگھم کے مدرسے کے لیے للہ ڈالیں اور پھر وہ پاکستان کے لیے زکات ڈال سکتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. کم کلوز برادرز. جزاک اللہ ماشاء اللہ. وی آر ویری آنرڈ ٹو ہیو سچ اے گریٹ گیسٹ ہو اللہ ہیز گیون دا اسکلز ٹو اسپیک دا انگلش لینگویج عربک فلوئنٹلی پشتو لینگویج اردو اینڈ ہیز آلسو ویری گریٹ قاری ہو کین ریسائٹ ان مینی ڈفرنٹ ویز. He studied in Pakistan, Egypt, Syria. May Allah Ta'ala accept his coming today. He requests the brothers to please come a bit close. Kareeb ko min mil kar baithe inshallah Quran ke ihtiram mein, in the respect of the Quran. I know we are all tired and it's that last lap before Maghrib. Yeah, all we can see at the moment is kebabs and samosas, but inshallah doesn't matter what happened, you can't eat until that time. MashaAllah. So first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the tawfiq, the guidance, the ability to come into the best of all places, which is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned in the hadith to the nearest meaning, that the best of all places on earth and the best piece of land is the masjid in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. And then people, you know, we perform salah in the masjid. And in salah, when we go into the sijda, this is when we get the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in sijda, it's as though our head is next to the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that Allah's got feet, but it's just an explanation that this is how close a person gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst piece of land is the marketplace. Because many things happen in the marketplace that which are un-Islamic, as we all know. There's music all over in the town center. There's, you know, not nice pictures of items that we should not be seen, etc., etc. People tell lies. People take wrong qasam to sell the items. So all these things happen in the marketplace, in the town center. So we should try to spend more time in the masjid and minimize our time when we go to the marketplace or the town center. And also, for a Muslim, being in the masjid is just as important for a fish to be in the ocean and the water. As soon as you take the fish out of the ocean, out of the water, how it gets very disturbed and very, you know, not comfortable. As until you put it back into the water, the same way we should be out of the masjid, we should always be disturbed and not feeling comfortable until we come back into the masjid. Because tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, it is mentioned from amongst the eight people, is it seven or eight underneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Seven.
Seven group of people. One will be that person whose heart was always linked to the masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be blessed with the shade when there will be no other shade other than the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even while she's in his shop, while a young lad is playing football, but at the back of his mind is that I have to go and perform my next salah. His heart will be in the masjid, but his body will be in the football ground. His body will be playing cricket. His body will be playing snooker. But his heart will be saying that he has to be in the masjid. This is the person who will be gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas today it is the opposite. We are in the masjid, but our hearts are out of the masjid. We are thinking who's playing football today. Yeah, who's going to win the game today. You know, we are thinking about other things. People who are in business, they are thinking about their work and their business and their profits. DK16. What color car? So, you know, there's that famous story where, you know, once the Imam Sahib, he was in two minds, you know, how many rakats. People said, you know, he read three, he read four. So this one person right from the back of the masjid said, yes, I'm sure he only read three rakats. So they were a bit, you know, surprised that you right at the back of the masjid, you know, and how do you know? So he said, well, normally at the end of the day, I've got four shops, and I do the accounts of each of my shop in each rakat. Today I've only completed the account of three shops. So that means that the Imam have only done three rakats and not four. So, inshallah, to begin, we will request, we will have a naat by Qari, but before him we recite Imam Sahib, Hadran. He's going to read in Arabic, Nasheed. Yeah, you Hadran Barakat Kirikul, Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
This little one of the students is going to recite the Nasheed Qamarun in Arabic for us, inshallah. And we request, inshallah, when he says that the chorus, to everybody to join in, inshallah.
قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله وإتر يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله وإتر يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله وأما نوالها قل للعباد وأما نوالها قل للعباد وأما نوالها قل للعباد حبيب الله يا خير البارى يا قمرون قمرون قمر سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل ولا ذل الله بل كان نورا الله الله وتنال الشمس منه والبدور الله الله ولا ذل الله بل كان نورا الله الله تنال الشمس منه والبدور الله الله ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا وكل القول ينار بنوري طا قمرون قمرون قمر سدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سدنا النبي وجميل قمرون قمرون قمر سدنا النبي قمرون وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل
تكبير. We now like to request Qadi Sahib to come to the minbar, inshallah, and bless the gathering with the recitation of the Quran. It is very important that when the Quran is being recited, even though it is very necessary to be silent, but at the same time when a mention is made regarding Jannat, it should bring a smile to our face. And we pray to Allah to grant us Jannat. And if a mention is made regarding Jahannam, the punishment of Allah, you know, it should bring a concern and a fear on our face. And you should make the Qari feel that we are listening, yeah, and not that he's reciting in the graveyard or something. Yeah, so let's be a bit lively and, you know, say Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, if his recitation hits our hearts. So we now like to invite Qari Sahib to come forward.
Please send some salutations upon Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى
توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين
نصوحا
عسي ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار عسي ربكم كفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا إنك على كل شيء قدير والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى دعا بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير يا والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم وماواهم جهنم وبئس المصير يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم وما ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط ضرب الله مثلا للذين للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. ضرب الله مثلا كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنت عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكتابه وكانت من القانتين صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أجود الأجودين، يا مجيب دعوات المضطرين، يا كافي المهمات ويا دافع البليات، يا شافي الأمراض ويا رفيع الدرجات، يا ودود يا ذو العرش المجيد، يا فعال لما يريد، يا حنان يا منان يا ديان، أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة، توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على جميع الانبياء والمرسلين، لا سيما على سيد الرسل وخاتم النبيين محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين. اللهم يا الهنا الكريم، اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره. اللهم لا تحرمنا من بركات رمضان، اللهم لا تحرمنا من بركات رمضان، اللهم اعطنا ولا تحرمنا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم أيدنا ولا تؤيد علينا، اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأنصاره واقتل الكفر وأشراره، اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المجاهدين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم في العراق واليمن، اللهم انصرهم في كشمير وصوماليا وشيشان، اللهم انصرهم في باكستان وفي كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم في أفغانستان وفي كل مكان، أينما كانوا من كانوا بكرمك يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام. جزاكم الله خيرا.
Also card facilities.